It's time now for the online quiz bowl at Q107Radio.com. Every match sponsor includes Avera Health Systems Office, Mitchell Technical Institute, Walmart of Mitchell, and Coburn Superstore of Mitchell. This elimination round match between Mount Vernon and Canastota is also being sponsored by Poet Biorefining of Mitchell, Myers Oil, Mount Vernon Farmers Elevator, and Poet Biorefining of Mitchell. Mount Vernon and their coach, Maxwell Schaefer, they beat Menno 3-1 but lost to Huron 3-0. Their team captain is Zach Mickinen, with team members Lucas Wazorik and Logan Talam. Also on the team is Riley Deinert and Hunter Pranger. For Canastota and their coach, Brandon Blyde, they lost to Winner 3-1 but bounced back to beat Bridgewater Emory 3-1. Their team captain today is Dominique Krinke, with team members Trey Ortman and Chase Merrill. Also on the team is Mindy Weidenbach and Haley Agnew. It's Mount Vernon. It's Canastota. It's the Quiz Bowl. Winner stays alive, moves on to play Ethan on December the 11th. The loser with their second loss will be eliminated from our Quiz Bowl this year. Mount Vernon has won the coin toss to determine who'll get to go first. Mount Vernon, you're ready for your first round question.
Yes.
Here is your first round question. King Tut's tomb is located in what valley that leads to the Nile Valley?
The Giza Valley.
It's Valley of the Kings. No correct answer there for Mount Vernon. We go to Canastota. Here is your first round question. In 1844, a Boston dentist demonstrated that what gas, consisting of one atom of oxygen and two of nitrogen, could be used as an anesthetic?
Nitrogen hydroxide.
Not correct. It's nitrous oxide is what I'm looking for. Huh. And it's laughing gas. I would have accepted that as well. Not a correct answer for Canastota. Mount Vernon, back to you. Again, looking for a first correct answer. What cinematic department provides the appropriate clothing for actors to help portray their characters' roles, professions, social classes, personalities, and historical time frames?
Wardrobe.
Wardrobe or costuming, I would have accepted. Mount Vernon, you're on the board. You lead it 1-0. Canastota, back to you for the tie. The central characters in these works share what ethnic background? The Horse Catcher, Sing Down the Moon, Only Earth and Sky Last Forever, When the Legends Die.
Native American.
Is correct. Canastota, you've tied the match up 1-1. Back to Mount Vernon for the lead. For the first time since 1941, the White House Christmas tree was again lighted in what year?
1960.
1945. No correct answer for Mount Vernon. Canastota, back to you for the lead. Traditionally, on the closing night of a play, all the people in the play assemble for an evening of reminiscing and conversation in a get-together called what kind of party?
A ball?
A cast party is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Canastota. Mount Vernon, back to you for the lead. A photograph shows U.S. Marines planting the American flag on the top of Mount Suribachi. How many stars were on that flag?
48.
48 is correct, Mount Vernon. You've taken a lead of 2-1. Canastota, back to you for the tie. What kind of South American ants spread naturally during floods by making rafts of themselves and floating until they reach land?
Fire ants.
Is correct, Canastota. You've tied the match up 2-2. Mount Vernon, back to you for the lead. The person who has not been prominently in the public eye as a candidate, but is brought forward as a compromise candidate when a nomination convention reaches a deadlock, is called a what?
Dark horse.
Is correct, Mount Vernon. You've taken a lead of 3-2. Canastota, here's the situation. You get this correct, you've tied the match, we'll go to a tiebreaker. If you miss this, Canastota, you will lose the match and you'll be eliminated from our Quiz Bowl. Here is your tie-breaking question. A relatively small-scale column of air that rapidly sinks toward the ground is called what kind of draft?
Low draft.
The correct answer is downdraft, Canastota, and you have missed that question, and Mount Vernon has won the match 3-2 here today. Mount Vernon will now play December the 11th against Ethan. Canastota, with their second loss, has been eliminated from our Quiz Bowl. Mount Vernon has beat Canastota 3-2 in our Quiz Bowl, online only at Q107radio.com. I've been your host, Steve Morgan.